I know, he waia ta rawe tērā mai e Rob Ruha mā, ka mānu e tātou, engari anō e tātou mā, me haere tonu ngā mahi, kia tukunua te pōro kia rere anō, e rangi kei runga i te wā e kōrero i tēnei wā, tētahi atu manuhiri ki te kōrero mo te taunga mai o taua waka raupika kāpene kuki ki roto o Opo Noni. Kamatuko Catherine Clark, kei runga i te wā e kōrero, me haka whiti ake tātou ki te pōhiri iaia. Tēnā koe, Catherine, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, kia ora, pai.
Rawe, thank you for coming on our show to have a kōrero about this kaupapa this afternoon. Before we get into our kōrero e hoa, can you introduce yourself to our listeners, so who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Oh, kia ora, my name's Catherine Clark, and I whakapapa back to Matangiro and Whangaroa. However, I live in Omapiri, in the Hokianga, and I'm currently in contract for the Mania Footprints of Kupe development.
Rawe. So, you know, this kaupapa has been widely spread out through the motu recently. We've seen our iwi down in Te Tairawhiti there doing pōwhiri for the replica of Captain Cook's ship down there. So can you give us a little bit of information about what's going to be going on up here in our haukainga from the 31st of October?
So in the Okanone or Māpiti region, we've been in contact with the Ministry of Education. They have a truck that is travelling around the motu at the moment, sharing some of the navigation stories. So not only Captain Cook's story, I have to say, but also our stories around navigation. And they're going to be in Okanone Park, Eyesight Car Park, on the 31st of October. And that really starts a series of events that we're having in the region. So we've managed to receive a little bit of kūtia from the Tuia 250 people to allow our kura and our schools from around the Hokianga to attend. They're only here for one day, but essentially that means that we can pay for their transport costs to come to the Okanone or Māpiti region. So the truck opens at 8:30 and it will be here till about 4:30 on that day. Then the Friday, Saturday and Sunday from the 31st onwards until the 13th of November, we will just be having a series of, I suppose, displays, static displays and information around navigation. And again, from our perspective, given, Mania is celebrating the feat and the arrival and the departure of Kupe, it is much more around our stories of navigation in and around the Hokianga. On the 13th of November, the flotilla is going past the Hokianga Harbour, and we are hoping, weather permitting, that a waka hauroa will actually come in, and we will pōwhiri the waka hauroa whānau into the harbour and have also a day of water activities and sports for, again, the local schools.
It sounds like actually a great bunch of events that are going to be taking place from the end of the month. Just wanted to reiterate on your kōrero about, highlighting our own stories, because, half of the motu is for this kaupapa Tuia 250 and half of it is against. Highlighting that our tūpuna also were celestial navigators.
Yes.
I think that is one main point that we need to highlight. Not only that the ship is coming into our harbours and, just so happens to look like Captain Cook's ship that he sailed past Kororarika, 250 years ago. Hoi nō rā e hoa, for you personally being involved in these kaupapa, what are some of the things that you look forward to, and what are some of the things that you want our tamariki to take away from this event?
Well, I think it's about navigation in general, so it's not just about one story.
Kia ora.
It's about, the fact that we actually navigated here to these shores long before before Captain Cook arrived and long before other people. So we do want to share some of the early maps that were compiled, around the Hokianga, how to get through the harbour. Some of our traditional stories about Kupe and his arrival, and then the arrival of Nuku Tawhiti and Ruanui back into the harbour. So those are our main kaupapa, but in a context of today, we also want to share some water safety information with our kamariki at schools. And Awesome Adventures is actually providing a number of things for the for our kamariki on the 13th, including, you know, kayaks and paddle boarding, but general water safety information, how to stay safe on the water, how to read the tides, those sorts of things we'll be doing on the 13th of November.
Yeah, I was really thinking about that, as you said. Depending on the weather and even the tides, coming in and out of the Hokianga Harbour is not an easy feat.
No.
So is there any particular safety that will be discussed in regards to the specifics of the bar within the Hokianga Harbour?
Well, it's not just the bar. I think that we have to kind of also get our tamariki to appreciate what water safety is in general. So we will be talking to them on the 13th with the water activity about what to look for. Because, you know, you can also, we have had incidences where different vessels have actually tipped over inside the harbour.
They
haven't even been anywhere near the bar. So it's more about water safety in general and how to actually read the environment. So, you know, that's really the kaupapa for the 13th, and that's being led out by Awesome Adventures.
It sounds like a great round of events coming to Opononi, especially heading into summer as well. We know that this will be a great kaupapa to teach our tai tamariki, especially numbers go up for Toromi and Te Tai Tokero especially. You know, we have our divers out there that get into a bit of trouble. Our tamariki especially, we need to be looking after coming into summer. Kamatu, thank you, Catherine, for coming on our show and highlighting all of these kaupapa, you know, and not just making it specifically about the te taenga mai o tēnei wakaraupeka kāpene kuki, but actually integrating a lot of our own actual kōrero into the taenga mai of this waka. Ka mutu, I think it is important for Hokianga to be acknowledging kupe and nukutawhiti in this type of mahi. Do you have any final kōrero for our listeners that are listening, tuning in here in Te Heku o Te Ika Ehua?
No, just if people are in and around Opononi from the 31st of October through to the 13th of November, just look out for the activities and come and say kia ora.
Rawe, hoa, kia pai tō rāne.
Aye.
Ai rā tātou mā, ko te reo tērā o Catherine Clark. Ko ia tētahi o ngā kaiwhakahaere o enei kaupapa huhua kei mua i te aro. Ia Opononi ka mutu, ai, kua tā ruarua ngā whakaaro mō te kaupapa o Tuia 250. E rangi, kua tuitui ai etahi kaupapa hei napinapi te hunga taiohi i taua takiwā.
Ai, ko ia tētahi o ngā kaiwhakahaere matua o mua mō te Hauora Hokianga, mō hio Marika ana hau ki aia, pairawa atu te hakarongo ki ana mahi me tōna ake mahi e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa mānia me tēnei tainga mai o Tuia 250. Nō reira, nei rātumi atu ki aia, kia koutou katoe hakarongo mai nei.